Greetings. In this meditation, which will be a seated meditation, we're actually going to cycle through mindfulness of breath, of the body, of sounds, of thoughts, and then into what's called a choiceless awareness, where any of those things may tickle at your attention for some time, and you'll bring your full attention to it until such time when your attention has held steady for some time and then may gradually just dissolve and you'll transition to a new focus of attention, fully attending to each one. So that's the overall instruction. Let's get started. So, as always in our seated meditations, take your seat. However may be most comfortable and easeful for you. And then closing your eyes or partially closing your eyes, casting a downward gaze, just limiting what's coming in through your visual field. Our brains will begin to interact with whatever is coming in through our senses. Our brains first do that as a very physiological, evolutionary level. It quickly analyzes all the data from the senses and is making moment by moment decisions of how your physiology should be. And so I say that for two reasons. One is to just understand that there's so much of that happening which pushes through to your consciousness of a particular thought or emotion, but there's already been a lot of corresponding physiological activity by the time it breaches your sense of feeling state or thought. So in meditation, as we at least limit that source of input visually, and also kind of limit it tactily, we're not really touching much. We're not really tasting much, certainly not much of variety. And so we have smell and we have sound. It's giving fewer sources of input so that the physiology can also do what it does, which is to regulate. So we come to this posture in seated meditation as we do to help support our physiology. You've maybe noticed even by now, your breath is responding to your nervous system having to react to so much. Your breath is getting that information from the nervous system that it can dial down just a bit. And you may find that as your breath regulates, maybe deepens a bit, and arrive here in this body, however it is in this moment, arrive here in this breath. This breath in, this breath out. Sense into the place in your body where you don't know you're breathing. You know you're breathing. Right? That place in the body where you have a felt experience of your breath. Rest your attention right there. So now intentionally allow this awareness of your breath to expand to include the physicality of your whole body, the sensations from your whole body. So without losing awareness of the breath, maybe allow it to just be there out of focus as your primary focus. You zoom in on being aware of senses throughout your body as a whole, changing patterns of sensations in your body. Perhaps you feel the breath throughout the whole body, even as though the body was breathing. See if you can become aware of the confines of your body. Maybe tapping into the places where your body ends because it's contact with the floor, chair, a cushion. And so as to stay within the body, draw the outline of the body from your felt experience. And each time your mind wanders, we know it will wander. Just note where it's gone, past, future, worry, rumination, or perhaps sweet memories. Just know where it's gone. Name it. And then with gentleness, with appreciation for your willingness to do this over and over, bring the attention back. The breath in the body and the body in each breath. Attending to any sensations being known. Pleasant sensations, neutral. Or if there's any very unpleasant sensations, perhaps working with the breath there, bringing full awareness to the unpleasant. Breathing in, blanketing that space. Breathing out, inviting any of the discomfort to come with the exhale. Always coming back, gathering yourself in this experience of the breath in the body, all the way to the edges of this body. And breathing out from each of the edges. The outline of the body. And now, allow the focus of your awareness to shift from sensations in your body to hearing. Bring your full attention to your ears. And allow the awareness to open and expand so there's this receptiveness to sounds as they arise, wherever they arise. So no need to go searching for sounds. Don't listen for particular sounds. Just simply open your awareness around hearing. Sounds that are close, far away, above, below. Both obvious and subtle sounds, and perhaps even the space between sounds. Being aware of sounds merely as sensations. So, noting our tendency to categorize or to name a particular sound, or even thinking about the sounds, the sound cueing some other thought process, the sound of a motorcycle cueing another thought process about the person on the motorcycle, the direction of the motorcycle, the style of the motorcycle. So just sounds. The sensory qualities of sounds, patterns of pitch, timbre, loudness, duration, not the story of the sound. Just like in our anchor meditation, breath meditation, you just notice anytime your attention is off of sounds, and you gently acknowledge that your mind has moved from that focus on sounds. Return your awareness back to sounds. Sounds as sensations. Now we're going to let go of awareness of sounds. We're actually going to focus our attention so that the object of our awareness is our thoughts. But not so much the content of our thoughts. That will be what recruits our attention, but thoughts just as mental events in the mind, just as with sounds. Noticing the sounds that arose, trying not to just name them or think about them, but just as no sensations. In the same way, we're going to practice bringing awareness to our thoughts that arise in our mind, just noticing when the thought's there, focusing on them as they pass through the space of your mind and eventually disappear. So you're not trying to make the thoughts go. You're not trying to make the thoughts stay. You just want to Let them arise naturally in the same way that your ears heard sound. Your mind will be knowing thoughts. So almost like the thoughts were projected on the screen, movie screen at the theater. Like you're sitting and watching the screen, waiting for a thought or image to arrive. You pay attention to it as long as it's on the screen and then let it go as it passes away. You can also think about this in terms of the sky and thoughts as clouds. If you lay still in the grass, lying on your back, and look up, those clouds are moving. Moving across the sky. So too will thoughts rise and move across the sky of your awareness. They will come and they will go. If you get hooked by a really intense thought, also just notice that. Notice any feelings or emotions, any bodily sensations that might be awakened if there's an intense thought, and at any point if it that feels too intense, too much, you just drop back into awareness of breath, or you could go to awareness of sound specifically until you feel ready to come back to watch the thoughts of your mind. Some people will say, as soon as they're given not only permission but instruction to watch the thoughts, like mice in a dark kitchen, when you turn the first morning light on, they all scatter. And there's no thought that seems stable enough to hold on to. That might be happening too, and that's okay. Just stay with it as best you can, watching the thoughts. This gift of some time to watch the nature of your own mind. When we can stand in witness to the tyranny of our mind, And I can say that and trust it will feel at moments like it applies to you, because it's just describing this human condition. When we can be just of witness to what our minds do, we almost ironically become aware that to take any of it too seriously, or to at times convince ourselves that these are truths popcorning up on the surface of our minds. And when we can stand in witness to it, we can also stand in witness to the absurdity of all of this being true. Or even of being in control. And so we can release ourselves, actually, from that, holding tightly to that expectation. Thoughts think themselves. And so as we move towards the end of this meditation, I want you to explore the possibility of letting go of any particular object of attention, any particular anchor, and just let the field of awareness be open. This is a choiceless awareness, and see if you can just rest in awareness itself. Moment-to-moment awareness. Just whatever arises in the moment, not going out and looking for anything to be known, not having any stake in the outcome, no agenda, just knowing, because the senses are now tuned and receptive. Whatever is here to be known. In this practice, over time, you'll begin to rest more and more in this open, spacious awareness. Trust that whatever is here to be known is sufficient and enough, and so much of the rest of it is our mental and emotional gymnastics and reactions to all of it. But the it, pure awareness, quite raw, elemental. Never asking for that overlay. increasingly begin to see we need not always apply it or treat it as truth, most certainly. Instead of this kind of spacious awareness feeling frenetic or glitchy, one object of attention to the next, it's actually quite equanimous. As the attention shift, it's more of a gradual dissolve. And drawing towards something new. Pure embodied wakefulness. And as we move towards a close, we bring the attention to the breath. And just punctuating this meditation by breathing in. Knowing you are breathing in. Each time breathing in, this time breathing in. Knowing you are breathing in. And breathing out each time. This time, knowing you are breathing out. And sealing the meditation as we began, tuning into breath, being with breath. Knowing breath is being with us. Thank you for your practice.